Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care, which will definitely not be 5 minutes today. So today I have a lovely lady here, Alicia. So I'm very happy that you could make it and that we are here in Monaco. Yes, back in Monaco. We're going to talk to you about communications.
Marvelous. Thank you, Geraldine. Jeez, so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So Alicia, we have known each other from my previous job. And Alicia was one of our communications coaches, and you coached us on how to speak in public presentations. Now, before we start diving into your work, can you please share with us your personal journey and how did you get to become a communications coach?
Thank you, Geraldine. Yes. Well, I was a lawyer before. In my other life, when I was in England, and I would travel back and forth to the south of France when I met my beloved. And when I was here, I would do everything other than the law, which isn't that I behaved illegally or unlawfully, but I would do everything other than law. So I had my own events business, absolutely Monte Carlo. I worked on events as well, like the Warriors Balls Awards, and I traveled the world with them. And I had an internet TV show, Arsenal Alicia, and that dealt with issues and how they impact on the family. And I also had my own radio show. So when I moved here full time, I taught one class of undergrads public speaking and presentation skills at the International University of Nottingham. And that grew to several classes of undergrads and also master students and MBA students. And I was the MC for TEDx Monte Carlo. And so I project lead TEDx Youth at the International School of Monaco. And I teach there and I teach the students, speakers for that TEDx Youth event. And also I then developed teaching businesses, corporations, associations, and individuals. So it just grew, and it was my natural path in a way. I found exactly what I love to do.
So now, looking at back, I know we have a self-care on board podcast here. Why is communication so important for self-care? So was there any time in your career that you struggled with communications?
I certainly struggled with confidence when I was a lawyer. I started my law practice without any formal training because I joined a firm where the head of the practice was the only other lawyer in the firm. So I was really thrown in at the deep end that I had to do all aspects of law. And I always felt that I didn't know my stuff as a result. And I really felt undermined and that I didn't know all aspects of the book. And so it was only by doing all the other things that I did that I mentioned earlier that taught me that I could do things and that I was resilient and that I was capable. And so that gave me the confidence to then move into the field that I am now.
So looking back at this approach, now you are helping others to communicate. Now, when you are on board a yacht, for instance, in charter season, communication is key. And it's a high-stress environment. And you're pretty much stuck on board of a yacht. And you don't know for how long.
Yes.
And you may also go work, which is to 17, 18 hours a day.
Yes.
Depends really on the client, depends on the owners. And why would you think that communication skills is absolutely critical?
I think that it's essential. because, as you just said, you know, you are in a high stress environment. You've got sleep deprivation. You have got areas where you are intensely being demanded upon. So it's essential in that environment that it's communication is a survival skill. It's not just a soft skill, and it's going to enhance safety. It's going to promote teamwork, and it will sustain the crew's mental well-being as well, and then mental health. You know, if you can communicate with different languages, different cultures as well, which is very often on board ships, you can then really enhance your teamwork, and you can have effective communication, which is going to help leadership, and it's going to help making better decisions and maintaining team relations as well.
Perfect. So you actually did now mention that cultural differences.
Yes.
Now, having worked also many different countries, we know it's not that easy.
No.
You know, sometimes, because it's a different culture. Yes, if you're in Dubai and Thailand, somewhere totally different.
Totally different, yeah.
Now, communication goes beyond words, doesn't it?
Yes.
So if you could share with us, what you coach also, what goes beyond words?
I think that, you know, people think that effective communication is all about what you said. But actually, I always quote that Stanford University did research into what makes effective communication. And what they found was 57% of your effectiveness is in your body language and the way you use your body. 37% was in the tone of your voice. And the rest, I'm not a mathematician, but I know that it's a very small percentage, was in the words that you speak. So it's not what you say, it is how you say it. So your body language is going to be very, very critical in shaping how you play out communication on board. And, you know, and the tone of your voice as well. You should always be respectful, always be courteous, and always think about how you react non-verbally as well as verbally. You know, that folding of the arms immediately, you know.
He's got pictures everywhere.
Yeah. So that's immediately, you know, that's a barrier. This is a very different look, isn't it, to when I'm like this and open. Also, you know, rolling of your eyes. The number.
And people don't realize this.
Yes.
It can be so rude.
So rude.
Yes.
So rude. And also very aggressive too. So I think that if you can de-escalate conflict on board where people are very tired, very stressed, they've been very demanding, if you can be conscious of how you are using your body, how you're giving feedback, how you are handling the rising escalation of conflict, to be able to calm it down, and always with a respectful tone. Actually, speaking in the lower register,
yes,
it's always better than when you go up to the higher register, because immediately, you know, this is
Yes, exactly.
And also, I think, you know, in terms of using your body, that you need to breathe. And of course, you're the girl for all of that. I have learned so much from you.
I said, oh, I have to learn too.
The breath is, well, yes, it's a learning process, isn't it? And I think that's the same actually with communication. So to be able to step into your, you will recall when I was coaching you and the rest of the team in your previous life, that it was about stepping into your power and your power pose, which is legs hip width apart, feet firmly on the ground, shoulders back and down, and you are then breathing from the diaphragm, doing the opposite of what you would expect when you breathe in. You're inflating that balloon in your stomach, and then you deflate it when you breathe out. So you need to step into that power pose, even when you're seated. Feet firmly on the ground, shoulders back and down, legs are hip width apart. And hands, if you have a tendency to overuse your hands, notice when I'm doing this now, you're not listening to me because it is a distraction. So yes, you can use your hands, but use them sparingly and with purpose. And always it's an upward and outward movement from the waist. And breathe. So I say to my students and clients to breathe in and out 3 times. And on the third breath out, think of your happy place.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. So where's your happy place, Jeongi?
Oh, Thai. Yeah. I am missing my island. Okay. I'm missing my island. I miss my gym. Very good club. The energy with this.
Lovely. Okay, so when you do that exercise, when you breathe out on the third breath out, you're going to think of smiling. And immediately, we're doing what we're doing now, smiling.
I'm smiling.
And you relax. So I would say to anyone listening today, do step into your power pose. Keep the movement minimal,
yes,
with purpose, and breathe. And do that breathing exercise 3 times, in and out, third breath out. Think of your happy place because it will relax you, it will calm you, and it will really be very effective in terms of then how you are communicating yourself and how you're feeling yourself too.
Absolutely. So we have to also in Tai Chi Gong, actually half off into this is stand. The grounding coming from the grounding.
Yes.
The diaphragm, how many people are reverse breathers? You don't know how to breathe yet. And it is. So how did you learn to get your voice? How did you?
I think that for me, it was all about building on the experiences of changing.
Change.
Yes. I wrote my first book, Communicating Through Change, and it talks about the experiences of change in my life, what I learned from those experiences, and to give people communication techniques to communicate through the same or similar experiences of change. And I think that in writing that book and expressing all that I had learned, it helps me to really find my voice and to speak up and also to do what I feel is my purpose in life, which is to help people. And so to be able to express myself so that they could express themselves.
Yeah.
And very important, you know, in communication, you have to be self-aware.
Yes.
You've got to know who you are and what's important to you and what are your values so that you can then speak up for yourself within those values, within your goals, within yourself.
Yeah.
And that way, creating boundaries too.
Absolutely. So actually coming to the hidden content, for instance, this is if you are not communicating, expressing hard handies or feelings, yeah, you have, what's that, this experience, what are these answers?
Well, the problem is that it's going to come out somewhere. And so even though you're holding it with it, it's going to come out. It has to come out. So it's either going to come out that you're going to be ill.
Yeah.
Or it's going to come out in aggression. It's going to come out in conflict. And it's going to come out in a very stressed way because it's going to create stress. So it's like a ticking time bomb. So don't hold it in. It's got to come out, but find your moment to express it. Don't react. Take your time, breathe again, pause, and take your moment when you feel that you can express it. And the best way, I think, too, is to actually verbalize it for yourself, how you're feeling. So I feel, for example, that nobody listens to me because they interrupt me when I speak. So once you verbalize how you feel, I feel this way, it's going to help you to then realize what is the issue and help you then to actually express it. knowing what the issue is for you, that you can then take your time and take your moment to say how you feel. Not to say to people, you make me feel.
No.
Because that produces hostility and conflict and aggression. But rather to say, I feel this way when I speak because I'm interrupted. Not saying, you constantly interrupt me. It's so much softer. And also, it will produce a better response.
Absolutely. I think it starts again with,
are you deserving of being heard? Yes, I love that. I mean, it is really important to start with the self-awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now coming back, unfortunately, we had these events on board of yachts. And now, the reason being why I invited you also to his podcast is because self-care means that you are understanding also how you can communicate effectively. But from the part of authenticity.
Yes.
And how can communication actually protect us when we get stressed, bullied, or emotionally, physically, or mentally abused?
Yes. I think that it's really important that, again, we start with ourselves. We start with I statement because they're less confrontational and they're more likely to be heard. You know, I feel disrespected when I'm spoken to in that way. So addressing it in that way, as I mentioned just now, choosing the right time and space. And I think using written communication for me as well, because that helps you to organize your thoughts and to may feel safer than speaking at first.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think all of those ways to be able to speak up. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's actually finding your safe space at that very moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think as well that, you know, you've got to be able to speak with clarity.
Yes.
Speak clearly and say exactly what you mean, but always with courtesy and respect.
Yes. This is something really important. Yeah. I was brought up Asian way and we have a different set of values and respect towards our elderly. And it's sometimes I see that not necessarily these days. And even pop culture.
Yes.
The respect that do not overstep the boundaries of someone else. Really respect their privacy, their private life, their private space, and also
why does my mouth give me sense? Yes. But, you know, you have to be very clear on what your boundaries are and you've got to set those boundaries and you've got to be consistent and you've got to start by speaking up in low-risk situations and then you can build it up to bigger issues. And I think always, you know, to step into your power, as we said earlier, and really visualize always your conversations going in the way that you want to go.
Yes.
Well, it is, you know, and it's very important, isn't it? So I think being able to visualize the conversation going well, picture yourself speaking calmly and have your mantras as well. I do believe in affirmations in communicating through change. I have affirmations. I also do in my second being. So hear the words that you want to say. Use a mantra like, I deserve to be heard, or I speak with clarity. And saying that, visualizing yourself then speaking with clarity and being heard, it's going to help you.
And also visualizing but also feeling it. You need to feel it. This is something important because the mantras, everything, there's so many tools that come into this box.
Yes.
So now what about if someone feels like they're being silenced and like, you know, I had this also many times in my career and even my private life, just shut up.
I think the women experience that quite a bit.
Thank you, Joy.
Yes, I do know that a lot of my female clients feel undermined. Yes. They feel that they don't have the right to speak up and express themselves. And so my training is very important for them because it's giving them the confidence to be able to, you know, I'm all about raising self-esteem and giving people confidence. And that's what it's about. You know, it's being able to know and realize that who you are and what you have to say has value. And it's having that belief in yourself. I have value. I have every right to speak, help and express myself as you do and you do. So it's giving my clients the confidence to be able to step into it.
Thank you if you say that. I actually had this discussion yesterday where I had to tell some investors, no, it was not easy.
Yeah.
This is really also knowing your own value and worth. That's, again, the self-awareness.
Yes.
It's all to do with self-care.
Yes.
So what we're discussing is about self-care.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, you have to be sure of what are your values, what are your priorities, and what are your goals? And it's living your life in accordance with them.
Yes.
So living your life in accordance with your priorities. And then it's those that you are going to communicate. And you're going to have the strength to do that.
Yes.
Because you are very sure of, these are my priorities.
Yes.
This is what's important to me. And so I'm not going to put up with INCRA because it doesn't align with who I am. And I don't have to put up with that.
No, it's like the values. It's really important because we have the tendency to maybe think we can actually bend and, you know, stay integrity. Because once we lose ourselves, then we really lose this voice also.
Yes. Thank you for using that word because that's exactly it, Geraldine. It's about integrity. It's about authenticity.
Yeah.
And it is about integrity, being true to yourself.
And also when you are true to yourself, does that mean that you will not rock the boat? People will not want to like, people won't like it.
It will mean that you will have respect.
Yes.
And we all deserve to be respected. And so in your communication, you're going to be clear, you're going to be professional, you're going to be courteous, and you will always be respectful. And that way, people will be the same to you.
So what would you say, just to repeat, what are the definite non-negotiables when it comes to effective communication in a busy chapter?
I would say that it's always really important that there is respect. I would say as well that, I'm just looking at...
Keep on jumping in these questions.
No, that's okay. No, that's quite okay. No, I would say that it's really important to listen to yourself, listen to your gut, listen to each other. As we mentioned earlier, people think that when they communicate that it's all about what they say. It's actually very important that you listen. And so in these high-stress environments, I would suggest that it's very important to actually stop, listen, take a brief moment before you react, and then think about how you're going to respond. So it's about coming back to the breathing. It's about coming back to pausing. It's about listen.
Yes.
Listen to yourself, listen to other people, and that way you're not going to be reacting like that. And it will de-escalate any conflict.
It seems to be so normal. Like, when I say this, I just had a post which I saw on Instagram. It seems to be very normal that apparently when you're in a high-stress environment, you just keep very short.
Yes.
Not necessarily you. And I don't think you.
Right.
I agree that even when you want this... in a stress environment, if you're in business. It was a comment like, oh, rich people, they send messages very short. No voice message. And I said, like, the voice is so important to hear.
Yes.
So people do not get it in wrong.
Yes.
In a wrong way.
Yes.
Emails. When we send emails, sometimes the emails can be just totally misunderstood.
Yes, that's very interesting, actually, because I was speaking to a coach recently, and he coaches businesses. And what he was saying was that a lot of the time, if you're trying to sell something, for example, that you communicate in writing, maybe WhatsApp messages, emails. But actually, it is so much more effective if you either leave a voice message or you actually send a video.
Yes.
Where you are, they can see you.
Yes.
As well as hear you. Because then there's no misinterpretation and there's no getting it wrong. You're very clear. Okay, this is how you are.
Yeah.
You're coming across, it's so much more personable.
Yes.
And it's raw.
Yes.
And that's what we need to do. Because an email or a written message can be very cold. And yes, can be misinterpreted.
And I do believe that there's a shift also when it comes to that, even
corporate world or in work, because we see this. So also on board of yeah, you feel distressed and you're like, I need to get this done with it now.
We all have a breathing.
Yes.
We don't have it. You have time to pause.
Yes. I do think that's essential. And also, you know, going back to body language, how in those high stressful situations, just a glance can be really reassuring between people. Maybe that, you know, you've got a client who's very demanding and your colleague just gives you a look that says, I've got your back.
I've got your back. I mean,
yeah, it can mean so much.
Yes.
It can mean so much. And also, that made me think of something else, which was in the body language that you've got the cue. Also, listening. If you've got a client who usually is very talkative and they're very quiet, you can kind of assess, okay, something's going on here. So, you know, it's listening to other people, listening to yourself, and also showing in those situations that you've got each other's back. Those little cues, those little body language things that say, I'm with you.
Absolutely.
I've got a gift.
So you got this, guys, because this is important. This goes embodiment, this goes into in between the lines and understanding that communication is not just words.
Yes.
So looking at, do you have any other stories you can share from your clients or your experience?
That you saw a transformation of people being maybe not having a voice at all and suddenly a confidence and are able to manage conflict really well?
Yes, I'm happy to say that actually there are incredible examples. I'll give you one. This was one of my most recent clients, and she was transformed in her speaking because it was from a place of being traumatized about her presentations because she had adverse reactions in the past to the presentation. And so after my coaching with her, we completely changed the content. We changed her delivery style. And the result was that when she gave the presentation, she had 45 minutes of Q&A after because people were so engaged and involved and wanted to know more about the program that she was speaking about and offering to them. So that was an incredible transformation. And actually, I asked my clients, and you probably remember this when I start training them, where they stand on the line of confidence and competence. One is pouring wheat, 10 is strong and excellent. And in terms of confidence and competence, she started on that line on 2.
Oh, wow.
And after we just had 7 hours of training, which actually with her, it was online. She is in America. And she went to a 9. That was fabulous. It was really
nice.
It's just really strategic to your purpose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was really, you know, that was a most recent one. I can also think I do training with an association in England, which is Micronamebook, and they house LGBTQIA refugees and asylum seekers. And my training with them is so amazing. It's humbling for me because these are people who have had to flee their countries because of the abuse there for who they are, their gender and sexuality. And so to coach them to be able to speak up and to express themselves, particularly in their home office interviews, where they have to relive the trauma that they've gone through, and to be able to do that with power, with confidence, whilst at the same time expressing their vulnerabilities.
Yes.
That's incredibly satisfying. And I think as well that actually what I just said there, to be able to express yourself and your vulnerabilities, but to be able to do that with confidence and strength and know that you can do that.
Yes. Vulnerabilities, and this is a key. So also when you are in a close team and a crew, be aware you work in a different work environment than the corporate where you just go home. Yes. You sleep, yes. Same spot.
Yes.
So it's key that you get to know each other and understand each other. And also he's on the board.
Yes, yes. I think, you know, when you're on board, well, actually in any environment,
yes,
it's about trust, isn't it?
Trust.
And to be able to build that trust, you have got to know that you can be true to yourself, that you can be authentic, and then that you can express your vulnerability.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, so we're slowly closing this out now. And if someone feels like they're not heard, they're silenced, they're overwhelmed, and maybe even get the trauma that's triggered.
Yes. What would be the first step that you would suggest to families?
I would say come and have training with me. Which is essential. But also, I think it's about, as we mentioned earlier, it's about coming back to yourself.
Yes.
And being able to pause, name what you are feeling, because once you've named it, you are then aware of it, and you will find it easier to express then what is the issue. So I feel overwhelmed. I feel undermined when I am asked to do too much and I cannot cope. So I feel that I can't cope with everything that's being thrown around me. Because once you name it and you voice it, you're then going to be able to act on it so much better and with so much more clarity.
And which means also you guys are not going to lose your crew left, right, and center.
Well, that's really important as well.
Yeah, yes. Because once you can actually communicate effectively and give them the safe space,
yes,
that does not mean that there's a turnover of crew.
No. I mean, and I love that too, that you said, absolutely, yeah. All over.
And then
it's about creating that space between your emotion and your reaction, because that space is where your voice will start to come back. So I always say, listen to yourself, name what you are feeling, because then you're going to be able to create that space where your voice will come back.
Thank you so much, Misha. Thank you.
Well, that's my pleasure.
For those of you who would look into our coaching and training with Misha, you're based here in Monaco.
I am, yeah. Well, I actually live in France, but most of my work is in Monaco. But if you do want to get in touch with me or learn more about my work, please go to my website, which is www.aliciasedgwick.com. That's A-L-I-C-I-A, Sedgwick, S-E-D-G-W-I-C-K.com. I'm also on all social media platforms and LinkedIn as Alicia Sedgwick Communication Coach. And my two books, Communicating Through Change and Being, are available on Amazon, wherever you are in the world.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you.
So for the captains and the yacht management companies, maybe it's good for you to have these poaching lessons. So it could be great for the future and also maintaining your crew. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.